Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Perik Beis, Mishnah Tess. Again, the Mishnah is going to teach us different things that have to be kept at least 50 amis away from a city. Marchikin, you have to distance as a nevelais. Nevela is a carcass, a dead animal. Vesa kvarais or kvarim. That's a bursuki. Bursuki is a tannery. It's where they process the skins of an animal. It does not give off a pleasant smell. It's a very foul odor. So therefore, in regard to all these things, for the same reason, you have to separate it, meaning you're from the city, chamishim am of 50 amis. Our concern is a wind will come and blow the smell towards the city. And then here's a person walking with his son on the street, and suddenly they go, ay, 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 ay. So we don't want to make things unpleasant for people. Now the Tanakama holds, ein ois in Bursuki, you can't make this tannery where they process the skins, ela lemizrachir, only to the east of the city. And that's because the Ruach Mizrachis, although Ruach Mizrachis means the eastern wind, but what Chazal mean when they say Ruach Mizrachis, they mean the wind that blows from the east towards the west. It means the wind that comes from the east. This is a mild, geshmaka, warm wind. That's how the Batanura explains it. Unless it comes in the form of a punishment, then it could be a dangerous wind. But Stamazay, on a day-to-day basis, it's the mildest of the winds. So there's the least chance that this wind coming from the east is going to carry the foul smell into the city. Now, in which direction do we daven? Everyone knows we daven toward Mizrach, right? That's because for most of us, Yerushalayim is Mizrach, it's to the east. But for a lot of people living in Eretz Yisrael, they daven toward the west. The understanding was that's where the Ashuras HaShechina is. Even though the Shechina is all over, we won't get into it. If you want, you can take out of the Mishnayos and look in the Taisus Yom Tov. He explains the different Shitas over here, why they daven to the west. But they did. So it wouldn't be right to set up a tannery in this direction, in the direction that they're davening, even if it's 50 amis away from the city. So once again, Rabbi Kiva Oymer l'chol ruach huayse chutz mimerava, you can make the tannery in any direction, not just in the east, as long as it's not in the west. In other words, you can do it in the other three. It can be east, it can be north, it can be south. But, umarchik chamishim ama. Still have to remember to distance it 50 amos, regardless of in which direction it is. So once again, we learned in our Mishnah, nevelois, kvarim, and Aborsuki has to be away from a city 50 amos. Could it be in any direction away from the city? According to the Tanakama, it can only be in the east, because a wind that would be going toward the city would always be a mild wind, except for rare dangerous winds, peronias, that comes from the Mizrach, but on a normal day-to-day basis, if it's on the east side, there's the least chance the foul odor will reach the nostrils of people walking in the city. According to Rabbi Akiva, it could be in any direction with the exception of the west, because they would daven toward Maariv.